Hello, my fellow seekers. Suddenly Seeking Spirit is a podcast that is intended to educate, inspire, and entertain you on your personal journey toward health and happiness. The information, advice, and opinions expressed are of our own and not intended to replace care best provided by qualified professionals, and it is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Suddenly Seeking Spirit podcast. I'm Andrea.
And I'm Betty. And today we're talking about starseed origins.
Woo! So what the heck's a starseed origin?
Okay, so this is a sect of spirituality. Starseeds are galactic beings from other star systems that have come here to Earth to assist the collective in awakening. We're here for the big shift. And for me, it just gives me like a great, it sort of entwines some science fiction into my spirituality, and I feel very called to it. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. My mother actually believes in this, so that's really cool.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool.
She's 81.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I when Betty asked us if we could do this topic, I found a quiz because I don't know anything about this. So Betty's our resident expert today. So I found a quiz. It's called Which Light Being Are You? Star Seeds Quiz and Test. And it's from spiritualunite.com. And I can put that in the information below eventually. And you can take a test as well. So I also sent it to Andrew. Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't tell me.
Yeah. So I got, now let me see if I can pronounce this correctly. Arcturian? Is that right?
Arcturian.
I am an Arcturian. And it said, you have strong personality. Check. Deep inner strength and knowing within you. On the surface, you appear strong, capable, and powerful. I like how it says on the surface. There is a feeling from childhood of having something important, a purpose in your life, but you don't know what that is yet. Mm-hmm. You are very creative. Yep. You use your creative flow on writing, art, designing, and creating in some way. We were just talking about my online art shop. Yeah, you are very good at public speaking. Well, that's to be debated. And you have a good sense of timing and humor and enjoy making others laugh. That is true. Yeah. And Andrew, for our regular listeners who know our Andrew, who's not here with us today because he's grooming a poodle. Andrew got Pleiadian. Is that right?
Palladian.
Palladian. I don't know. Anyway, so it's basically someone with big visions and great communication skills. Definitely him. You motivate people in your grand schemes. That's how this podcast started. And you live by this motto. Once you see a beautiful vision, you're on the go. You tend to jump at your grand visions, even if it means using shifty and mean methods. Andrew!
Wow. Yeah, I like that it also describes some of the negative characteristics, you know, like this sort of sect of spirituality is like, well, it's about being from the stars. So besides taking a quiz, if there is a specific constellation that resonates with you, or like if you ever looked up at the stars and felt homesick or epically nostalgic for some reason, then you might be a starseed. And like I said, this sort of sect of spirituality is something that gives me purpose. It makes me feel purposeful knowing that I'm not from Earth because, ugh, could you imagine?
Yeah, and isn't it, like you come, the star seeds, come back to Earth over and over, like they reincarnate?
Yes, they do. Yeah. So I resonate with the constellation of Orion. There's a lot of synchronicities from my childhood, like one of my favorite bands growing up, like all of their songs were about Orion, and I didn't even realize it until like this awareness came to me and I put it all together. And yeah, the star seeds, and you can be from everywhere, which kind of cancels out the whole idea of it. But you know, like we're infinite, you know, we're infinite eternal beings. So like, of course we've lived everywhere, you know, like, because we're infinite, like we have opportunities to live in every star system. Mm-hmm. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. so yeah, you know, like, go ahead.
Orion?
And Orion, like the constellation of Orion, the hunter.
I will pronounce all of it wrong.
Yeah, it's like I'm speaking a foreign language. I just like happen to know how some people think it's pronounced, you know?
Well, as you know, I read things, I don't hear them. And then I pronounce everything phonetically. So what are the characteristics for your starseed?
So Orion star seeds are awesome, obviously. I could just describe myself, I guess. So some of the things that I wrote down is that they're extremely logical beings. They exercise logic and reason above emotions, generally. Okay. They're in tune with reasoning and practicalities as opposed to their emotions. They're compassionate activists about things that they're interested in. They dream of inspiring and leading others. They love to learn. They're interested in science. Unintentionally may come off as cold is one of the negative characteristics. Yeah. So, and also, you know, like some of the things that about anything, it could be astrology, numerology, these starseed origins. If something doesn't feel like it resonates, it's something that's manifesting into your reality currently. So some of these traits, I'm not all the way there yet. You know, like I'm not a leader. I'm on my way to leading the masses into revolution.
I disagree. You are a leader. You're a natural leader.
Thank you. So, yeah. But you know, like I know that that's something that's manifesting because this constellation really resonates with me and this feels like home and this feels like truth. And so I know that these things are on the way into my physical reality.
Nice. I love that. So how did you figure out what your starseed was?
Yeah, I just went with what felt right. I have received some downloads of information in my awakening process and light workers came into my awareness almost immediately and it just felt right. It felt like hope. It felt like something. So I really resonated with the idea of light workers, and light workers are star seeds. So this is just like one more sect. This kind of makes it a little bit more specific. Again, like we're basically just labeling ourselves, which is something I think that maybe we're not supposed to do. Yeah. But it's something that gives me a great sense of community when I talk to somebody else and they say, oh, I'm a light worker too. And I'm like, oh my God, how great, you know?
So. Yeah. And the thing is, it's fun to talk about these things. Like, it's just a fun topic. So that's why we always talk about them on the podcast, because, you know, they're fun, which is why we have the podcast, to make all of this, like, digestible for people and a good time. So I hope you're all having a good time, those of you that are listening. What else did I wanted to say? So I'm not going to try to pronounce them, but what are all the... I know there's like tons of them, but what are the basic ones?
So there's like five. I feel like there's like five top ones. Again, we can be from all of them because we're infinite eternal beings living a temporary human experience. So we've lived in all of these places, I'm sure, you know, with infinity at our disposal. I'm sure like we travel all over the place. The top five are the Palladians, the Arcturian, which is you, Andromedan, Sirian, and Orion. And so all of these things are connected to specific constellations. So like if you've ever sort of looked up at the stars and you see the same bunch of stars over and over and over again, that could be home sort of calling to you.
Interesting. Wow, very cool. What else did I want to ask you? Just tell me some more stuff. These old souls have volunteered to make this world a better place, I wrote down. So it's like before you incarnate onto Earth, you kind of make a soul contract. Is that how it works?
Yeah. So I don't know exactly how it works. I can tell
tell
you my
exactly.
opinion. I can tell you my opinion on how it works. So, right now is the most exciting time to be on Earth because we're in the middle of a big shift. We are shifting from a level of consciousness from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, and we're rising into a higher paradigm. So right now, just millions and millions of souls have volunteered to come here because this is a very exciting time to be here. If you think about Earth as a TV show, this is like the series finale, or we could say the season finale, if that makes you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
A little less cryptic. But this is the time to be here. So we're all here to learn certain lessons, and we have this opportunity to learn these lessons together in like this gigantic school. Right now, we're all being confronted with the same lessons, and you know, we're all taking our lessons in different ways, but right now there's a lot of global things happening. I feel like for each generation there is, and we're being confronted with a lot of things that need to be dissected and digested in our collective. And so we're all here to do that together. Mm-hmm. So we've come from all over the place, which is what Starseed Origins is all about. It's about coming from all over different galaxies, different dimensions, and coming here to assist Earth in this shift.
Wow. It sounds like a really good movie. We should write about it.
Yeah. There's lots of movies already about it, like Star Wars. Star Wars is like the origin story of the constellation of Orion. So it really resonates with a lot of people. It resonates with our collective. People love Star Wars. And it's because it's something that's deep-seated inside of our souls, that's actually part of our lineage, part of our history, the battle of the light and the dark.
Yeah, I actually studied Star Wars in university in my myth and symbol course.
Oh my God, how amazing.
Yeah, because it's the same archetypes and everything as like, you know, the old Greek tragedies and everything, you know, the hero going through all the stuff. And
Yes, the hero's journey, like that is the template. That's the template for Earth as well. It's the template for so many movies that we resonate with because it's fact. It's literal fact. That is the path of our lives as well, you know. We go on a hero's journey every day, even just in little things. It doesn't have to be some big traumatic thing. A hero's journey is what we're doing right now. We've decided to go live. We've decided to record this podcast. We've decided to get this information out here. This is part of our journey.
Yeah. And I think for people that are kind of, you know, when you have that, you probably remember this from before you kind of woke up, but you have that, just that sense of you should be doing something else. But you're going through your days, you're not doing what your soul purpose is. Like for me, a light worker, before I realized I was a light worker, I was denying that part of me. And I had this constant like dissatisfaction in my life. So if you're going through the motions and you feel like that, you're probably a light worker, not, you know, fulfilling your soul purpose. And if you're listening to this podcast, that's probably definitely the case.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like everybody that's sitting in here right now with us and everybody that's listening later, you cannot perceive that with which you are not in vibration with. So if you're perceiving us and we perceive ourselves as light workers, you too are also a light worker. Mm-hmm. And like I said, for me, this coming into this awareness gave me purpose. So it was a beautiful awareness to come into because I felt like there was finally some sort of answer to the, you know, the reason why things had went the way that they had in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a nice feeling too. When you look at your old stories and then, and you let go of the victimhood part of it and you're like, oh, that's why that happened. Now I can help others going through something like that. And that's what you do for a living, right?
That's a huge shift, you know, for any person just to decide to not be a victim. And to see yourself as a person in a circumstance. You know, there's no connotation to it. It's just experience.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good way of looking at it. I love it. So what else do we, you said that there were other things too, like, what did you say? Indigo children. What was the other thing? Rainbow something?
Yeah. Right.
Rainbow, so right? Sorry.
So indigo, crystal, and rainbow children are another branch of star seed. These are people that, they are born into the physical realm, but they're born already in awareness. So they have less of a veil of forgetfulness. A lot of us that are like older generations, we've forgotten who we truly are. The children of this next generation, they're more conscious. They've been born into conscious families, conscious awareness, so that they can assist in shifting. And, yeah, you know, like I know that my nephew and my niece are rainbow children and indigo children, and I'm so grateful to be in their experience with them.
That's awesome. Somebody's asking, we're golden generation.
So we're in the golden age right now. I'm not sure if that's maybe what Gary meant, but right now we're in the golden age of transformation. Okay. And this is like the end of the hero's journey. So when you think about the timeline of Earth, we've gone through a bunch of different ages, and right now we're in the golden age of transformation, and this is when we shift to a higher paradigm.
Amazing. When you say final, that kind of like what's after that? We're just all like conscious beings, or is the world going to blow up? Tell me, Daddy, tell me.
So I think, like, for me, something that gives me a great sense of freedom and relief is that the beginning is the end and the end is the beginning. So the end is not like what we think it's going to be. It's not rapture. It's not fire. It's not, you know, all of these like this insane imagery that we've taken out of myths and decided must be fact.
Right.
It's more like a rebirth. So right now we're sort of in the birthing process, right? There's a lot of uncomfortable things going on in our collective. It feels very tight and tense and like you're about to give birth. So we're giving birth to something that's much greater, you know, like we're giving birth to something, and you know, it does feel very tense and tight in our collective right now.
I'm having a hot flash right now.
Hello.
The opposite of giving birth.
So sorry.
It's okay. It happens at this age. Anyway, I'll cut that part out.
Hilarious.
Like, seriously, this is terrible. This is
leave it. Be authentic.
No, I am authentic, but holy Hannah.
Wow.
Look at the book I'm using to fan
myself. Hilarious. More shameless self-promotion.
That's hilarious. I'm all about the shameless self-promotion. Okay. So what else do you have? I know you have lots to
tell me. I do. I have a lot of stuff. I figured maybe some people might want to know some traits about these specific star origins. So I would maybe go on and just sort of give a couple of examples of like the particular starseed origins. Now, as I was doing this research, I realized that they all kind of sound the same. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it sort of gave me, as somebody who truly firmly believes in this, just an outside perspective, like, okay, this is basically like starseed origin is for people that like are very empathic, highly sensitive people, people who have some sort of spiritual awareness, spiritual practice in their life. Like I said, this is just one more sect of spirituality that you can sort of go into if you're looking to further your idea about infinity. To think that we come from other galaxies is a pretty infinite idea. So I'm going to start with the Palladians, which is what Andrew is.
Yeah.
So these are people that are gentle. They're empaths. They're humanitarians. They're soft-spoken. And they're drawn to water. They could suffer from anxiety and depression and self-esteem issues when they're not in alignment. I think that's kind of all of us. But so those are some of the traits of the Palladians. And the Pallades constellation is located inside of the Taurus constellation. There's like this story in mythology about these seven sisters, and that's the seven stars of Pylades. They're these sisters who, I don't know, something with the bull, like the whole galaxy, like the star stories are just totally beautiful. And of course I am not prepared.
That's okay. When you say mythology, what's the word? What civilization?
Mythology is the same in all of the civilizations. It's the hero's journey. So there's a template to the design of it, you know?
Yeah.
So like in reality, like Egyptian, Roman, you know, Greek, Sumerian, Mesopotamian, all of these Christianity, all of these mythologies are the exact same stories.
Right.
So it just depends on really what you think the first civilization is, you know?
Have you ever heard of the Epic of Gilgamesh?
No.
Oh, you should check it out.
It's
early Mesopotamian. It's the first, it's the first like human written story and there's stories from the Bible in it, but it's like way pre-Bible. I can't remember I'm thinking 2000 years, but I might be totally wrong. But the flood story is in it, and the story of Cain and Abel, and but it's like not Christian. It's like, I guess, pagan. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the same thing in Egyptian mythology. Seth and Osiris is also the story of Cain and Abel, and their son Horus is Jesus, you know, and Krishna is also Jesus. When you relate all of the mythologies to each other, you know, it's very obvious that like there's a design to it. Mm-hmm. There's some sort of design to it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, I was going to ask you something else. I don't know if you know this, but water sign is a Virgo a water sign? Do you know that? Do you know?
I don't.
Anybody watching? Tell me.
I think so, though.
Yeah, because
I feel like there's waves in the symbol.
When you were saying that Andrew's starseed was attracted to water, he's Virgo.
Nice. So yeah, maybe it is.
Yeah, I don't know. We might be totally wrong. And that's the thing about this podcast. We just say stuff. We might be wrong sometimes. It's okay.
Of course.
We're having fun. Okay, what's the next one, Betty? I'm excited.
Okay, so I'm going to share about Sirian star seeds. So the Sirius star is inside of the Orion constellation. It's like the brightest star in that system. Okay. And these are peacekeepers and guardians of the world. They bring divine harmony, love, and peace to all those who walk the earth. It's like not a lot of pressure, okay? If the star system Sirius resonates with you, no pressure, but you're meant to save the earth, no big deal. They're loyal as friends, they're very open-minded, they're calm and adjusted, they feel like they have a mission to save nature or animals, and they have a difficult time expressing their emotions. The next starseed origin is the Arcturians. They're born leaders with strong personalities. The Arcturus star cluster is inside of the Boots constellation, and they're known as the builders and architects and planners of the world. Again, no pressure.
I'm the builder and planner of Suddenly Seeking Spirit.
That's great. Yeah. So like all of the things that resonate out of these different star systems, they might be traits that you picked up when you were incarnated in that star system.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, I love it. These people are like, they're very telepathic. They're great public speakers. They're super extroverted. They love attention. Very confident. Not yet. Maybe not yet. The next starseed origin is the Andromedans, which is like, no, you're Arcturian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is you. Hello. Definitely you. Let's see. The Andromedans are described as the children of Earth. They are known as quiet warriors, playing important roles whilst attracting little to no attention to themselves. They're very introverted. They're drawn to spiritual jobs like tarot reading and Reiki, and they're artists and teachers, musicians. They may suffer from deep-rooted anxiety and depression if not in alignment. And then the last starseed origin that we're going to talk about is the Orion starseed.
That's you, right?
That's me from the constellation of Orion. They're extremely logical beings and are highly mentally polarized. They're in tune with reasoning and practicalities as opposed to their emotions. And there's like a there was a very large war on the constellation of Orion that was a battle of light and dark. And so, like I said, that's where the Star Wars movie plot might have come from. Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know.
Yeah.
So they're thought to be the original light workers and are here solely to teach us the value of potential. The potential in ourselves, the potential in others, and the potential of life. Compassionate activists. We kind of went through some of this, but love to learn. And they're entrepreneurs and dream of inspiring and leading others. No negative characteristics, because this is me. So
mine didn't have very many negative characteristics either. So we are obviously perfect.
obviously. Well, you know, the divine part of us is perfect. You know, like our spirit, which is what we originally were, is perfection. We are nothing but unconditional love, light. We radiate nothing but joy. And our humans are flawed. And that's the fun, I'm saying this with air quotes, the fun of coming to Earth and coming into incarnation in duality is that we get to appreciate where we truly come from once we've experienced contrast.
I like looking at that, like when I learned about that from Abraham Hicks, to look at negative things that have happened in my life as just contrasts, because you wouldn't know joy unless you felt depression, you know, like you wouldn't know the opposite. So I like that.
I often say, like, because you imagine how boring eternity must be. I mean, like, we're literally living in nothing but unconditional love, and we're like, oh my god, this is like so lame. Let's go down to Earth. I heard that duality is everything, and that bitch is on fire. That's what it feels like, you know?
Yeah. But we're not really, like, we're not human, so we might not get bored because we're just like existing in the ether.
Don't poke a hole in my theory, Andrea, okay?
I'm all about poking holes in theories. Oh, is that part of my characteristics? Let's see.
Maybe.
Oh, dear. What else do you have written down there, Betty?
I have nothing else. We talked about the indigos. We talked about the indigos and stuff. And yeah, you know, like, I thought this would be a fun topic because, like I said, the realization or the awareness that I'm a light worker myself and that I have an origin that I come from that is not Earth, it gave me such a great sense of freedom. It gave me a sense of purpose. It helped me to find community that also believes the same things. And, you know, those friendships that I have and the community that I'm building with other light workers and star seeds feels purposeful. You know, like these are friends that I get to communicate with, and we get to talk about real conscious things and how we can improve our own lives and the lives of the people around us. And it's given me a lot of awareness.
I like that. See, when I was looking at this, I was thinking, like, well, aren't we all from stardust?
Yes. Right?
But okay, so if we're not star seeds, are there people that, like, their first lifetime is on Earth or something? Like their first, what would it call be called, soul journey?
Yeah. So I mean, I believe that everybody is a star seed, but for me to say that with such finality is like not super great, right? But I do believe that we all come from the stars. I do believe that we all are light workers and that we're all here on a mission. We just come into our awareness at different times.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And some and people will never come to that awareness. And
right. That's okay. And that's okay. That's yeah. okay, because guess what? They have infinity to yeah, get there,
right.
you know?
Sorry.
So, yeah, you know, there are new souls that are here that are incarnating for the first time, but they are also from the stars, you know, like,
right.
like we're from eternity. So,
yeah. Yeah. I like it. I'm speechless now.
Whoa.
Wow. That's never happened.
I know. This is fun having this conversation without us using drugs too. Yeah.
Yes. This is a very like kind of psychedelic conversation.
It is. Like, that's what I was thinking the whole time. Like, I've had conversations like this, but then didn't remember them from back when I was.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Definitely.
I would solve all the world's problems and then forget.
Yes. I've recorded most of my conversations when I was like in active addiction, but yeah. they don't make any sense. But you know, like some of this awareness was coming to me in active addiction. So, you know, I would start rambling about it and people would be like, man, you're messed up. Like, take a nap, you know? But it still resonates as truth for me. And this is not something that I'm willing to let go of, even if it sounds wacky to other people. Like, for instance, my partner has no idea what I'm talking about when I say, oh, yeah, I'm a star seed from the constellation of Orion, sent here to lift the consciousness of the planet.
Yeah.
He doesn't get it, and that's okay. He doesn't have to. He sees that I'm passionate about this just because it doesn't resonate for him, and he doesn't understand what that means for him. He supports me 1,000,000% in my pursuit of this pathway for my spiritual development.
That's amazing. And that's the thing. And that's why we do this podcast, to just, we broach all these subjects. You don't have to believe it, but, you know, it's just like learning things with an open mind. And if it resonates, it does. If it doesn't, that's okay too. But you now know what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's so important for us to share information with each other.
Yeah.
You know, like, we have this great vehicle of the internet to carry information instantaneously all around the world to every living being. And we should be using it for good. You know, like, the internet is not just for Pornhub or TikTok videos. It could be for our spiritual development, too.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, let's use it for spreading love instead of fear.
There's so much
fear on the internet. And that's why Andrew and I started this podcast, honestly, is because we were bombarded by all this fear mongering. Mm. And we just wanted to bring some light, and it was an easy way for us to do it. So.
Wow. That's so beautiful.
That's
amazing.
And we're so happy that you're part of it. You're a great addition to this family, the Suddenly Seeking Spirit family. Yeah.
And
for those of you listening and watching, the first time I met Betty, she totally manifested that she would be part of this podcast. Did you post that video that when we first met?
It's on my Instagram. I was just thinking about it yesterday because, like, I knew that we were going to do this today, and I was thinking about how excited I was to meet you. You know, like, and all I could see was your username. I didn't know anything about you or but I just felt something. I was like, "Ooh, this is something cool." You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, obviously the name of the podcast is like impressive, so that definitely got me excited. But
yeah.
I'm so grateful that our friendship has manifested and that we can support each other in developing some of our spiritual dream, you know, like being a spiritual entrepreneur and being able to support each other in manifesting our dreams into reality by exercising our creativity and exuding that vibration into the collective. It's such a beautiful gift. I'm so grateful that I get to support you, and I'm so grateful to have your support in my journey.
Absolutely. I love it. Yay. I just got goosebumps.
Yay.
All right. Well, do you have anything else to add before we say sayonara?
Yes, that I love you infinitely.
Oh, I love you too. you're definitely part of our soul tribe here at
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you, Betty, for teaching me all about starseeds. I appreciate it. And thank you guys who watched us live. And thank you, listeners. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And please leave us a review. It will help us in the search on Apple Podcasts if you give us a little love on the ratings. Is that what you call it? Reviews? I don't know. All right, guys. Well, have a great week. And we will see you next week talking about something. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Till next time. What has you seeking spirit?